Sometimes in the Gospels, there is a single detail that tells the whole story. For us here this morning, it is so great to have so many of you here, families united, guests, other visitors to this Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes, to listen to Christ's word in the Gospel. And there is a detail in this Gospel from John that goes to the heart of Easter. We are told that they came to the tomb and saw the stone removed. The stone was rolled away. Now, scripture scholars and archaeologists can speak of the rock being approximately 7 feet in diameter and weighing at least a ton. But practically speaking, being told that the stone was rolled back, very simply for our lives today, as it was for the early church, means that the wall between humanity and God is gone. The way a room once shrouded in darkness is flooded with light when the drapes or the shutters are open. And through the resurrection of Jesus, God's own life floods back into the world. Now, there's doubt that darkens Easter. It's not probably a doubt that Christ rose from the dead. There was clear evidence in the early church and the life of the apostles and those early disciples that Jesus had in fact rose. In fact, the burden of proof was on those who claimed the opposite. For the disciples' lives were changed, they were filled with the Spirit, and the change in these men and women was significant and convincing. Now, I think the doubt that casts its shadow over Easter is that you and I can become a new creation, that we can become changed men and women, no matter our age, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we may feel that the stone in our life is too massive. There may be young people, college students, young adults, confused as to the path of their life. There may be parents, grandparents, responsible for the lives that never seem to end. And yet somehow there is that belief that maybe we cannot change. Still, in this relativistic and whatever world in which we live, there are people who say, okay, Jesus did rise. But the struggle, the doubt comes again with the thought that we can change for the better. But think about this. The God of Genesis, who separated darkness from life, who brought this world into new being from nothing, can make each of us a new creation and give us a new life. The resurrection says yes. If God created the universe and set it into motion, he can surely recreate you and me. And then we have the God of the Exodus, who delivered the Hebrew people from slavery. Can he deliver us from the bondage of sin? The resurrection of Jesus says yes. If God could free the Hebrew people, he can certainly free you and me. And because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can experience the power of Genesis in our lives. We can experience the exodus from the burden of sin. And that simple detail, that the stone was rolled away, can occur in each of our lives. Last night in this very cathedral, we celebrated the Easter Vigil. It began in darkness, and the darkness symbolized all that is devoid of light. Evil thoughts and terrible acts, whatever is hidden and secret, deceitful and dishonest, divisive and abusive, immoral and sinful. It is the darkness of our world and maybe even the darkness of our own hearts. But then a light was struck and broke through the darkness as the church was illumined by the candles lit from the Easter candle. And it was a reminder there is hope for our world, our nation, our church, our families, our very own lives. The light we have been given, the light of faith, can dispel the darkness. So many come with families present today who might not otherwise be at the cathedral. But all of us come, I believe, to Easter with our own acknowledgement of that which troubles us. And the resurrection of Jesus assures us that we can have a different future. Our Lord, in his love and in his mercy and his compassion and his care, can bring to each of us the grace we need for the future. Jesus founded his church to be a place where he will always be found in word and sacrament. And here Christ lives in his power and glory. No longer confined to the dusty roads of Palestine, our Lord is in countless places and in countless lives. We will discover him where generations of Christians have encountered Jesus, in the church's sacraments and prayerful rituals, in her ministries of education and healthcare and social services, in her defense of the dignity of all life, the unborn, the poor, the ill, the aged, the refugee. If we are seeking the risen Christ and doing so with a sincere heart, even with our doubts, our struggles, and our questions, we should not look for visions. Rather, we must seek him within his church, a church he founded, a church that of recent months seems to have had too many hired hands and not enough shepherds. But he is present, constantly renewing, watching over, protecting, and guiding, one where he is very much present and lives and moves and has his very being. If you and I embrace the gospel living, if we try to develop a personal prayer life or join the church for weekly mass, we will notice the light of Easter gradually entering our lives, and we will notice that the stone in our life has been rolled away. We may not find that all our problems are gone, but we'll find a new strength and a courage to work with them. Easter is a time to discover a personal relationship with the risen Christ and with the life of his church. And it is a relationship that no one can ever take away from us. It will make us better and greater than we are, and will never end. The tragedy of the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris holds for us an image that is very important. On Monday, when all seemed to be over, the fear was the great cathedral would be destroyed. But on Tuesday, though the timber roof had burned, the cathedral was saved, the relics and treasures preserved, the statue of Our Lady of Paris, a source of comfort as people pray for centuries beneath the statue, asking our Blessed Mother to lead them ever closer to her Son and our Savior Jesus Christ, was preserved. And there, in the midst of it, a new creation will begin. If we come to see that all the promises of Christ and all the parables of Jesus are really for and about us, we will experience that hope and that joy and that peace. And what happened to the first disciples who experienced a recreation and came to a new life inspired by the Holy Spirit can happen to us. Because of the resurrection Jesus, Easter is the Sunday, again when the stone in our life is rolled away. And it is the Sunday and the season of a second chance of hope for each and every one of us.